Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. We're obviously not the only ones doing this kind of work. Go to our website israelstory.org for a list of other projects collecting wartime stories and testimonies. You know, this war has forced many people who thought their identity and political sensibilities were set in stone to reevaluate things. And that's especially hard because there isn't that much space for complexity and nuance in these raw moments of shock and pain. Today, however, we'll hear from someone whose opinions are complicated, aren't the norm. And that might be challenging for some, or reassuring for others. In any event, here's our producer Adina Kalpuch with Mor Maisel.
So, can you start by introducing yourself?
Sure. My name is Mor Maisel. I'm 37 years old. I was born in Tel Aviv, but grew up in Canada, and currently live in Efrat, in the West Bank. I grew up in a home that is Islamophobic, homophobic, very afraid of the unknown, very afraid of the other, and that kind of mindset in a very homogenous bubble of everybody thinking the same thing turns into hatred. When I moved to Israel, I was 18 years old. I had finished high school. And one of the things my mother told me is, be careful of the Arabs, they have blue eyes. Which means they'll buy you with flowers and with nice words and with, you know. And to me, it wasn't even relevant because I wasn't even like thinking about Arabs in that way. I only thought about them anytime there was a war. That narrative, it lasted and it made sense until it didn't make sense anymore. Through talking to residents of East Jerusalem, finding out everything there is to know that I didn't get a chance or that I wasn't told, I went through like a paradigm shift. People think I went from one extreme to another extreme. And maybe in a way I did. Today it's harder for me to relate to the Israeli flag. As someone who used to be right-wing and right-wing activist and go out and paint caravans on hilltops in settlements, now I'm a volunteer in a group called Yerushalmit Meduberet. Palestinian women and Jewish women get together to learn each other's languages. I am currently director of the political group, The Elephant in the Room, it's called. I kind of came out of the closet politically.
So you mentioned these two different sides of you and kind of your shift from one to the other. Tell me how that's been playing out right now.
People can understand how I can come to understand the other side. If we're talking right now about actual current events, they say that I'm betraying my side. And my Facebook turned into a war zone of people that I didn't expect. My own family, my own extended family, I got feedback like, you're the black sheep in the family and you need to go to Gaza. And I think they just created a bandwagon and they all jumped on it. So cousins and aunts who loved me and fed me tadig every Shabbat when I'd come over. They're Persian, they're from Iran. All these people turned on me. And my aunt even sent me in private. She, you know, that there was one of the peace activist women. She was kidnapped by Hamas. She sent me a picture of that and she said, soon by you. And that's extreme.
Tell me a little bit about what last Saturday was like for you.
Last Saturday was the weirdest day that could ever exist because we had planned a trip from Friday. Me and some friends from El Azaria.
Which is a Palestinian village.
It is a Palestinian village, correct. And we planned a trip up north right next to the Jordanian border. There's like a hot springs there. We went up there and then we slept over in the Kinneret next to Tiberias. And you wake up in the morning to videos of Hamas infiltrating Israel, which looks like it came out of a movie. You just don't believe that your like safety could be so compromised here in Israel. And here I am enjoying my day with like Palestinian friends. Let's just say I felt like a traitor. I don't think it was a correct feeling, but I think it's hard not to feel that way. I don't think I made sense of anything. I saw quite a few videos. I saw the massacre in Be'eri or the people shot by the bus stops. Just people in their flowery dresses. Like one woman was wearing like a green dress with yellow flowers. Like she didn't deserve to die. Nobody did. But I saw the pictures and I was like, guys, put everything away. Like, we're not dealing with this right now. We're in Tveria. We're by the Kinneret. We're just going to enjoy our day. And one of the people with us is a Bedouin who is also a soldier in the army, which is amazing, the group of friends that we have, which is really diverse. Seeing, like, Palestinians from the West Bank talking and being friends with, like, a Bedouin who's a soldier in the IDF. It's huge. To me, this is huge. So the fact that we're all friends is quite miraculous. And he kept getting notifications about sirens, and his phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing. I was like, guys, just put it all away. We'll deal with whatever mess this is when we get home. And that's what we did. And we just spent the whole day in the sun and the water, and it was like having the best time. And that, I mean, you could see it, you know, the beach and the blue skies, and there was not a siren in sight or in sound. And we just felt like it wasn't touching us. A blessing today to think back on that moment of sanity that we had. When we came back through Jericho. Everything changes. You go from this sunny day to this darkness. Jericho is completely closed. We stopped at Wajah, which is also like a Palestinian city. And we sat down to eat. And every car that passed by, I just expected it to be like someone with a Kalashnikov. Whether it's Jews or Arabs, at this point, people were taking revenge on each other. Like the fear in your heart, it's gripping. But I've learned to take fear and just to alchemize it into like action that opposes fear, which means just sitting and doing, accepting your faith, whatever it may be. And then we went home. What does it mean to go home? We went to Azariah. They were afraid to cross into Jerusalem.
Your friends?
My friends, to drop me off. And they said, you know, go into Maale Adumim, wait for a bus. If there's no buses, then we'll figure out a way to get you home. The streets were empty. There were soldiers coming out trying to catch like hitchhikes to the bases because they all called in for reservist duty. And I couldn't get home. I called my place of work. I work in a hotel in Jerusalem. And I asked them if there's like even a dirty room I can sleep in just so I can get somewhere. And they said, come. And I've been living in the hotel ever since. It's been like a week and a half. I don't want to go back to Efrat. Yeah.
Well, and as this war has progressed, have you been able to keep those bonds with the Palestinian friends you hung out with on October 7th? Has anything changed?
Those bonds have only deepened. It's all the Palestinians that came and asked me, how am I doing? How's my family? Many of my friends who are Jewish, who were in these coexistence groups with me, have blocked me, have said things like, one of the girls in the WhatsApp group that we run She came back into the group just to say, I hope your wives and children are murdered and raped the way you did to us, and then left the group. So a lot of the people who were like trying to become more moderate in their way of thinking just went back to their natural safe place of like us or them. And I can understand that. It's not okay what she said, but I can understand everybody needs their like blankie, their teddy bear, something to make them feel safe. And sometimes I wish I had that. Sometimes I wish I can go back to that life where, oh yeah, if we carpet bomb Gaza, everything will be fine again. But I don't have that luxury or that privilege. I know too many people who have family in Gaza. There's not a one size fits all message right now. I don't even think we want to hear it right now, and that's okay. We just need to settle in our pain for now and support each other, even if it means each side supporting their own, till we feel safe again. So today I have to just make space for everybody. And one heart can't do that. But if there's something that I think that I was given as a gift by God naturally, it's that place where I can like be the calm voice for other people when everything else is going to shit. And that's what it feels like right now. It doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. It doesn't mean that it's not painful to lose my family. But I know that I can do that for other people.
Thank you so much, Mo. I really appreciate it. אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר, אותה קומה, אותה בלורית שיער, אותו חיתוך, דיבור, מה יש לומר? הן, אנחנו מאותו הכפר. אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר, שדה ירוק, חצינו עד צבא, בערב שבנו יחד לכיכר, כי אנחנו מאותו הכפר. ובלילות שישי שרוח חרישי וצמרות שחורות עובר, אז אני אותך זוכר תמיד בפרדסים ובסדרות, אהבנו את אותן הנערות, אבל תמיד אמרנו אין דבר, זה הכל נשאר בתוך הכפר. ברחנו אל אותם המקומות, לחמנו בשלוש המלחמות, זחלנו על חוצים ועל דרדר, אבל שבנו יחד אל הכפר. ובלילות שישי כשרוח חרישי בצמרות שחורות עובר, אז אני אותך זוכר. אני זוכר בקרב שלא נגמר, פתאום ראיתי איך אתה נשבע, וכשעלה השחר מן ההר, אז אותך הבאתי אל הכפר. אתה רואה, אנחנו כאן בכפר, כמעט הכל נשאר אותו דבר, בתוך שדה ירוק אני עובר, ואתה מעבר לגדר. ובלילות שישי כשרוח חרישי וצמרות שחורות עובר, אז אני אותך זוכר. לא 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 לא, כי אנחנו שנינו מאותו הכפר.
ושנינו מאותו הכפר.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.